Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good.
Nice and sunny. You've really brought a wave of sunshine into the studio.
I'm so happy.
Should we mention your coffee?
How good it is?
Yeah. It's so good. It's got a little tulip.
They make me a coffee when I come in. I just want to say that's
my reward. Tess makes a very good coffee. I also love that you just brought that your own hard work up. I love it.
I really worked hard on the tulip fern I did for you there.
You got to back yourself.
She's good. She's good.
Thank you.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
Well, I don't know. It's the opposite of coffee. I don't know what it is.
Is it opposite of coffee?
I don't even know. We're doing techno. And I know you guys thought it was a good music and you're excited for it, but...
Well, I mean...
I'm not sure that's what we said.
Techno, I think was exactly the words.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see if this is as dividing as some of our other previous genre.
Techno is a big umbrella, though, isn't it? There's quite a bit under that. Is it?
No, it's all pretty diff-diffy.
I think intellectually, the idea of techno is amazing in the changes it made in music and what it's done and its origin story is so exciting. But actually listening to it...
Can we hear the origin story?
Yeah. So it's three black guys, which is interesting because a lot of people feel like it's a white music because what happened is it got more... But in the States, they didn't like it so much. It got picked up in Europe.
Okay, yeah. Right.
So it's three black guys in Detroit, which is known for Motown, but they were very anti-Motown. And they picked up on Euro electronic music, creating music with electronic instruments. I know now everyone's like, yeah. But back then, that was not music. That was wrong.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just going to have it in the background.
So that was in Detroit, Michigan. And so it's also Detroit is sort of known for this sort of urban post-industrial burnout, so creating technological music that sounds like the car factories
and then
performing in empty warehouses.
I'm into this already.
Okay, well.
What are we listening to, Tess?
This is Masculinity by UVB. I like the idea of this warehouse culture thing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Like a rave cave.
Yeah.
The rave cave.
Well, yeah, because that's what happened. It became the fuel for rave culture in Europe.
So what era are we talking about?
Late 80s.
Late 80s, okay.
Now, next door, a couple hours away in Chicago, they were inventing house music.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a parallel sister-brother development.
Cousins or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're liking this, huh?
I am liking this. I'm really ready to be like...
You ready for a gig?
Woken up this morning, Ready for Friday.
I listened to quite a few songs.
Mm-hmm. You okay now? She's turning into a Borg. She's getting sort of metal in her eye socket.
I spent all night listening to this music, Kirsten.
I'll tell you what, if this came on and I was in a club, I'd be having a very good time.
Yeah, but could you do 5 hours of it?
Well, you could, but you probably need a few cups of coffee, That's the kind of music I imagine this being, the kind of music that you'd have, four Red Bulls to or whatever.
Instrumental, okay, mostly instrumental.
Good workout, though.
Apparently this song has muscle and attitude.
Is there like a...
The album is called Testosterone.
Is there like a...
But it has a fierce techno chassis.
Oh, here we go. That's the industrial noises.
So how has it evolved? Do you know much about that?
Well, because this is really recent. 80s, so this is 2017.
I do have in our selection today some of the older ones.
Yes, we have some of the OG ones.
That sort of industrial noise.
It's building up to a drop, Rachel. What's just going on?
We need an air horn sting.
I've got.
That's
not
something we use very often on breakfast. Oh, well, there we go.
So it is embracing the mechanical sound, like it wants to be mechanical.
Tess's got rave hands going.
I feel like this is, you cut shapes. That's what
it's supposed to be, futuristic.
I feel like a
sci-fi,
like a proper DJ right now. Like if I just fiddled with the fader or something, I could be.
Well, that's all you
might
do,
think
right?
I was in a club,
You make all these layers. Now it actually wasn't laptop music. That's called Laptronica, and that's software created. This was hardware created.
Okay, so break that down a little bit more.
Synthesizers, sequencers, drum machine. But you create this repetitive thing going with your sequencer and your drum machine that they'll go forever. And then you change the levels, yeah, right? You add this and you take this out.
As a listener, that repetitive cycle, it's quite can really get stuck. I think that's why where the hours come into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you feel like you're working at a factory.
See, I knew this. The BFM listeners are loving it.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone loves a bit of techno, I'm not going to lie.
I think, like, you know, you can be stuck in this repetitive cycle and then all of a sudden 3 hours has passed and
I think you don't know
who you are anymore.
Oh, so it's like a drug, I guess, in itself.
You well, come out of the rave cave and, like, a year has passed, you know?
Like, you know how we talked about a genre recently and you talked about it pairing with, like, being an LSD genre?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like this is the other end of the spectrum, do you know what I mean?
Like different kinds of illegal substances. Is that what you're
talking
about?
It's not a marijuana genre.
No, it's not. It's like an upper.
That is kind of interesting. Is there a correlation between the sort of like illegal drugs that come out and the kind of music that people are listening to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially most EDMs have their own drug.
Oh yeah,
you know, like jungle drum and bass is marijuana. You know, like you know, and you know, like. It's community-based, you know, it's the communities, it's the neighborhoods, it's the regions, and it all comes out from what a group of people are doing and into, and the music's just like the outward manifestation.
The name of this song is
Masculinity by UVB.
This person has said, it is a bit early in the morning for this.
Yeah, bro.
You know, we're just waking you up, or, you know, really getting you ready to go out.
This next track
many
is...
hours.
I like the name of this one. It's Higher State of Consciousness, but then it's also got Tweaking Acid Funk. And
Heckers.
This is by Josh Wing.
1996. Josh Wing.
So this is old school.
Yeah, so
old-ish
this is
school.
This is mid school, I guess. Yeah, 1996.
So that's the higher state of consciousness, that bit, I think. You gotta take a lot of acid and then you reach, I think. Sam from BFM was talking me through some techno things yesterday when we were talking about it.
Sam on the sales team is a techno head.
Was it very technical?
He's gonna probably come in and be like, that is not what I am, actually. Thank you very much, Rachel.
This actually made it into the charts in Britain. It went up to number 8.
So is this from the UK? Is this from the US?
He's US.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it did come pop off in Europe, didn't it? It still is. It's
yes,
still like
UK
a huge
and Germany.
Thing.
We just got like a few. Sounds like a washing machine with too many towels on one side, thunking away.
Perfect. I love it.
Industrial washing machine music.
But even if you go to Europe now and you go to the clubs in Europe, this is what you hear everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, and that was a weird thing to have it be. Because it seems like this European, more white genre, but it started in Detroit in the black community. It's just it wasn't really picked
still,
up.
Still very healthy there as well. There's still a very healthy techno scene in Detroit. I feel like we're building here. We're building
We've
to something.
We've got two notes going.
Yeah, someone texted in saying, woohoo, Berghain, which is that club in Berlin that you can like wait in a line for like
it's
3 hours and then
get
to the front and you don't get in.
Why? Because you're not cool enough?
Yeah, but
it's not even based on what you're like. It's totally it's like a lotto. It's like a lottery.
I listened to a really good podcast where the head bouncer from Berghain was interviewed and he was explaining like how he decides who gets in and who doesn't get in, and he's saying it's kind of like a curating thing. Like if you. It's not about what you're wearing necessarily. It's not if you're a tourist or a local. It's none of that stuff. He's like, I just have to, you know, work out who's in the club already, what the vibe is, like if you're going to bring more to the vibe. So we just have a chat and then that's how it happens. But I did also see one of my mates who's living in Berlin the other day be like, okay, guys, I feel very sad. I just didn't get into Berghain.
That happened to me. I waited for an hour and I didn't get in.
Oh, no.
The most powerful people in the universe. Bouncers.
It's funny.
Bouncers.
Because everyone who hasn't got in kind of like, loiters outside
and
out of the line, just sort of being like, "Oh, stink."
This tune takes me back to Lakota Bristol. So it says, and also Mikey used to play Josh Wink at the club and blow the tweeters.
I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean? Blow the tweeters?
It's like part of the speaker.
Oh yeah. They also said wait till the song winds up.
I am feel it building.
Yeah. Okay, can you give us the minutes on that? Because what are we at already?
Guess Kirsten's got poisonous to be.
3.0.
Here we go. I think it's happening. Okay. I think it's going to happen. Makes me anxious of the build-up a little bit.
Turn it up in your car or wherever you are. Kitchen.
See,
I can
just
see how this would blow the tweeters, TBH.
I feel like it's going to blow our tweeters.
Oh, my tweeters are blown.
Oh, you're so not into it, Kirsten. I'm so sad. I thought that this would be a genre that you'd be like,
no,
I love this.
I'm not into it. I'm just not feeling
what about
it.
Too repetitive.
This is just a sentence of things I don't understand. Someone said, even Sony ripped off Underground Resistance, Knights of the Jaguar. Does that mean anything to anybody else? I think that's just a bunch of techno references I don't understand.
Okay, here's some more like that. Soundtrack to an alternative future. Reclaimed technology for the community.
I like that. That's cool. That's like, you know, robots for the people or something.
Okay, I'm getting to the point of how many minutes now as well.
What's the next track we've got here?
I think I should skip to the end and see what. Gonna skip through. Sorry
to the Josh Wink fans.
We're gonna run out of time otherwise.
To the winkers.
Okay, that didn't even sound like I'd skipped anything, I'm going
to
be honest.
It really didn't. I was waiting for you to do it.
Yeah, I've done it.
It's one of those things like modern art, and you think, like, they're just making it up. It's not actually taking any talent, right? Like, they just put a blob on a page.
Is that what you don't like about it?
Or am I so naive that I'm missing the art of it?
Yeah. I think you need to, like,
I feel like anyone could make it with a drum machine.
What you need to do is you need to go into, like, a dark rave cave and listen to it for like 4 hours and see how you
get on. And do some acid that would help
and then just see how you feel after
that
because maybe that's the key here
and dance fluoro clothes.
What else have we got, Tess?
Grizzy said all the birds have flown away by her house, so
sorry Grizzy.
Sorry. This is Derek May with The Dance, which was also a very iconic change.
Yes, now he is one of those three OGs.
I think that this was
he was one of the three.
Yeah, Atkins, Saunderson, and May.
This was actually a very iconic BFM track.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, big one.
Someone said who are good woman techno artists? Great question. I feel like women in the electronica genre are actually kind of,
they fly under the radar, but that's because of sexism. They're always out there making amazing music.
Well, and that sort of technology tends to be sort of linked as masculine, doesn't it? You know?
Which is obviously
computer nerds. I mean, of course, there's females are on their computer as much as anyone else, but
it's not the stereotype that prevails. Someone said, I think this is talking about the Josh Wink track, if R2-D2 entered a beatboxing competition.
Oh, that's cute.
That's quite cute. Yeah.
I think my
I'm ready for Friday now. This has put me right in the mood, I gotta say.
I think I do this is probably gonna be unpopular opinion, sorry listeners, but I think I do prefer the newer stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is unpopular.
I like a 90s kick, I've gotta say. Like a 90s kick drum sound.
I'm gonna be harassed by the callers for being
young.
And also, these are some of the guys where it's like they're not artists or composers, they're producers.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different concept of what creating music is. And they're created for these DJ sets. So it's not like a live performance. You're creating
DJ
music for DJ sets.
Oh, there we go.
We're very familiar with DJ sets here at BFM.
That's what we DJs, so what we
DJ
do?
DJ set.
MC.
I quite like this. This is great.
This is good.
All the birds have gone like within a 5-mile radius.
So someone texted in and they said, so motivated now. That's the one thing that sometimes my gym,
a high BPM gets going,
will play techno-y stuff.
See, I feel like,
and
this,
I think that does.
This makes me feel like I'm in a factory.
Really?
You know? That old Lucille Ball comedy where she's trying to
do the chocolates
and they're all going crazy.
You definitely need to do the rave cave experiment.
Okay.
And see how you go.
I gotta say, I'm having a great time here. I'm ready to go out.
You can do that over the
next
week.
You guys are borks. You're robots.
You can do that over the next week and then come back and report back.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Sydney next week. I'm not here next week.
Oh.
So I will try to find a rave
cave
in Sydney.
I can recommend you one.
Okay.
Tess knows where all the dopes are.
Just me, a mid-50s lady, just going out raving by myself.
That's the one thing with techno raves is that is not a problem, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's not exclusive to
any. Well, I'm going to a popular conference. Maybe they'll come with me.
I reckon that would be...
Absolutely.
You would be the hit of the conference if you took everybody to the rave cave afterwards.
People are getting annoyed that we're talking over the techno.
People just want to have a go. Alrighty. Remind us of the name of this track, Tess.
This is The Dance, Derek May. It's classic.
Classic. And what were we listening to before this?
Higher State of Consciousness, Tweaking Acid Funk by Josh Wink and Masculinity by UVB, which was the 2017 track.
What was the album name for that masculinity one again?
Testosterone.
Testosterone.
How could you forget?
It has a fierce techno chassis. I just love that.
That tagline for, you know, g'day.
Music journalism, oh my God.
I wonder if yesterday I was like sampling through heaps of tracks for this genre. I wonder if that's going to...
Your algorithm is going to be like...
mess with my algorithm.
You're going to be so productive.
You're going to be so ready to go. Well, thank you very much.
We're going to have to cut this track, I think, unfortunately. Sorry, listeners.
Thank you very much, Kirsten. I've very much enjoyed this. I hope everybody's feeling ready to go out or, you know, really crack into some chores or something. Do some work, motivation. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Cheers.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
We'll be back just